사랑을 뭐
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Massachusetts, the investigation continuing into the deadly blaze at an assisted living facility in Fall River, south of Boston, killing 9 and injuring 30 others. ABC's Marcus Moore is on scene.
Some residents criticizing the staff's initial response to the incident.
They didn't knock on one door. They just ran out in the parking lot and started. A resident had to call 911.
Firefighters racing to Gabriel House in Fall River right after 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. Residents trapped inside the blaze.
Fire officials say they don't think the fire is suspicious. Federal prosecutors today say a grand jury returned an indictment against Vance Belter in the murders of former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark Hortman inside their home. Charges also include stalking and firearms possession. Belter is also facing state charges. The Consumer Price Index showing inflation ticked up last month. Analysts say it's likely tied to President Trump's tariffs. This is ABC News. In Texas, new flash flood warnings and evacuations issued in the same regions dealing with the devastation left behind from the deadly July 4th floods.
Near constant rain and the threat of flooding in central Texas have hampered the search for more victims of the Independence Day flood. But Governor Greg Abbott has backed the number of people missing down from 161 in hard-hit Kerr County.
Even though we are reporting 97 people missing, there's no certainty that all 97 of those people were swept away by the storm.
Across the state, at least 132 people are known to have died. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The week-long eBay auction to buy the infamous Fire Festival brand has ended. The winning bid for this fire sale shows an anonymous buyer paid $245,000 to take over the name, registered trademarks, IP, and social media accounts, along with the marketing assets and other rights. The former owner, Billy McFarlane, has been mired in failed festivals billed as luxury events. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Mild and muggy tonight with a low of 68. Humid with showers and storms on and off midday. Tomorrow with a high of 84. Rain winds down tomorrow night with a low of 59, decreasing clouds and cool for July on Thursday with a high of 73, and partly sunny and refreshing on Friday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour, and according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, our current temperature is 86 degrees with a heat index of 90.
100.9 WRCO. Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first. Off your lips, so close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way. Baby, that don't mean that I don't love to go wine and dine you. That ain't on the menu tonight. Cause I think I need to remind you that your skin on my skin feels just like heaven to me. You look like an angel tonight, but you might wanna slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. Church sometime.
Easter and Christmas, yeah, I don't ever miss it. I ask for forgiveness, they tell me what I like to hear. But I need a revival for this prodigal disciple. Wipe the dust off my Bible more than once or twice a year. I should go to church sometime, maybe walk a little straight line. Lord knows I could use a line to get where I'm going. I shouldn't say next Sunday, I shouldn't let my pride get in the way. I know I shouldn't be afraid.
Patiently waiting for a little bit of destiny. A sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers! This is Phil Nee, and I'm inviting you to an action-packed Those Were the Days weekend Saturday night. We're going back for all kinds of fun stuff, playing for you a few 80s movies gems, and also going back to one of my favorite years of 1973. Stay with us for Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight as we rock and roll and reminisce, courtesy of these fine sponsors: Center Cinema, Town Taxi, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Mastodon Records, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and unofficially sponsored by Henry Bray's Daycare.
Here, kid, have a pork rind.
We'll be on the air between 6 and midnight Saturday night with old-time classic rock and roll that you know and love. Phil Nee, hoping you'll join us, courtesy of WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO. Feet hit the floor every morning before the sun's up. Slip on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift and I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out west. Pack up my truck and drive straight into the sunset.
Ty Gregory with Easy Loving You, and I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here till 8 o'clock bringing you some great music and passing along information as it comes in, and hoping you're having a great Tuesday evening. And right now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, our temperature is 87 degrees at 624. The winds are out of the north at 4 miles per hour, and it's partly cloudy out there. And looked off in the distance, at least that smoke isn't as bad either. There was still a little bit of a haze yesterday, but it seems like it's slowly getting out of here, so that is a good sign. I'm at home and have nice weather outside. I always feel like opening my window, but I don't want to do it with that smoke because then it gets into the house and then kind of stinks a little bit. So hopefully, though, it's clearing away and hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully we won't have any more wildfires, but I guess we can't count on that either. But yeah, hopefully your Tuesday is a good one. Like I say, it's partly cloudy out there, nice sunny evening out there, so be sure to get out and enjoy, especially now the temperatures are kind of going down. The heat index is still around 92, so it's a little on the warm side. But be sure to get out and enjoy this nice summer weather, because tomorrow's going to be kind of a nasty one. They're talking about some storms coming in, maybe with some heavy downpours, possibility of some maybe strong to severe storms. So that's always a possibility. And we'll keep you informed here, right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, if there is anything that transpires from that. And if you're listening on WRCO.com, there too, you know, you can always listen on there. And if you're out of the area, thank you for listening, and you can always catch it on there as well, and as well as on the Civic Media app. And that's the thing too, if you want to and keep up to date and you happen to have a power outage, you can't listen on your radio or anything, and if your computer doesn't seem to work, download the Civic Media app. All you have to do is go to the Google or Apple store and download it, and you can listen to us on there. So that's always a good backup to have, just case of the possibility. We hope we don't get any really bad storms, but that's a good backup to have ready. And that way we can keep you informed on what's happening with the weather. So hopefully those storms will pass tomorrow. We'll wait and see. But if not, we'll keep you informed right here. And that way you can stay safe. And just wanted to let you know that concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer building during Church League softball, which is going on out at the park, with proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6, so they are open now, and they last until 9 o'clock each game night until further notice. All right, coming up next, Jordan Davis with Tucson Too Late.
I didn't know if we were over, just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got Tucson too late.
catcher, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Mild and muggy tonight with a low of 68. Humid tomorrow with showers and storms on and off midday. High 84. Winds will be southwest 10 to 15. Rain winds down tomorrow night with a low of 59. Decreasing clouds and cool for July on Thursday with a high of 73. And partly sunny and refreshing tomorrow. On Friday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and the winds are out of the north-northeast at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 86 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Gave us that hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Away our sins, good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do, all the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, all is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every.
tell you go out and have fun. They tell you don't worry about no one. It's easier said than done. For most girls, fun to them is getting drunk, kissing every guy just to say they've done it. Girls like me don't.
Yeah. We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Richland Center's National Night Out 2025 is at a new location this year.
Join us Tuesday night, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
National Night Out is an event that happens every year on the first Tuesday of August, promoting community partnerships with police and first responders.
There will be a canine 5K.
And a chance to meet our area canines.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
Try one more time.
Teddy, Lucy, Raven, and Aaron.
There's going to be food, live music, bouncy houses, first responder vehicles and demos, vendor booths for local organizations, and fun for the whole family.
And Town Taxi will provide free transportation for anyone young and old, wheelchair or not, that wants to go.
Canine 5K registration starts at 4:30 with the run walk starting at 5:30. For additional information, check out the Richland Center Police Department Facebook page, and for transportation arrangements for groups or individuals, call Town Taxi at 608-647-3114.
National Night Out 2025. Promoting police and community partnerships.
Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 8 p.m.
at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
It's time to celebrate our town, July 17th, 18th, and 19th at Highland Village Park, 755 Main Street in Highland, Wisconsin. It all kicks off Thursday night with a 5th and 6th grade SWCL baseball tournament and the Country Cardinals 4-H Glow Run Walk. Register at 7:30 p.m. Friday brings a full evening of fun, a concession stand open until midnight, more youth baseball, euchre, and youth bingo at 6:30, the ATV poker run, and music, bingo, and DJ karaoke with Doc's Ultimate Entertainment. Then don't miss Saturday's big lineup, the Classic Car Show, Kids Carnival, Pickleball, Volleyball, and Beanbag Tournaments. Plus bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner at 5, and DJ karaoke from 7 until 11. And don't miss the fireworks at dusk Saturday night. For details, visit Our Town, Highland, Wisconsin on Facebook. It's Our Town Celebration, July 17th through the 19th in Highland. Bring the whole family.
100.9 WRCO.
Speaking, oh, when mercy sadness brings.
streets and swallows everything it meets. It's just an image often seen on television. Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate. Your many virtues laid to waste, and we aren't listening. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for redemption day.
Sheryl Crow and the man in black himself, Mr. Johnny Cash, the late, great Johnny Cash, with Redemption Day. And our time is 6:53, partly cloudy outside. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 3 miles per hour. And the Wirtz Florin home thermometer says it's now 85 degrees, so that temperature is going down. It's cooling down. And Brittany Merlo says we're supposed to get down to 68 tonight, but it is supposed to be muggy, so if you may hear the temperature, it's like, oh, nice out there, but you don't be prepared where it might be a little muggy outside. But, you know, a lot of people like this kind of weather. I know I don't mind the hot weather. It's the humidity that I can do without, but some people do like that humidity as well. But, you know, that's the way it is. Everybody's got his or her own choice, and, you know, some people like winter, some people like fall, some people like spring, but enjoy the weather. Doesn't matter if you dislike it or not, just get out and enjoy it and appreciate it. Like I say, tomorrow we're supposed to have that stormy weather, so if you want to get outside, especially if you want to get some outdoor chores done, probably wouldn't hurt to get out tonight. Otherwise, if you want to wait, Thursday is only supposed to be get up to 73, so you might kind of a cool down there, and then 77 on Friday, and then over the weekend supposed to be in the low 80s, but maybe some storms over the weekend. We'll see what happens as it gets closer. And the Brewers are not on tonight because it's All-Star break. And that's right, tonight at 7 is when the first pitch is for the All-Star game. And I know there's been a lot of controversy over Mizrowski making the All-Star team with only a few starts, but you know, he's a good showman. He's a hard thrower, and he's been really exciting, even though it's been a few games that he's pitched. And I know a lot of people were upset, but like they said too, it's not like they chose him right away. There was a lot of other players that were chosen for the team, but they declined. So why not bring him in? Make this exciting. You know, I know people should be recognized for their stats, but you know, put a little excitement in there. But anyways, if you want to see him pitch, I heard last night that he's supposed to be pitching in the seventh inning. So that's when you'll see Jason Mizorowski pitching. So tune in to that. And if you've never seen him pitch before, you'll enjoy it, folks. And hopefully next time he does a start for our regular season game, you're able to see it as well. So, yep, all-star game going on in Atlanta tonight, starting at 7. Coming up next, Low Cash, Wrong Hearts.
I didn't know I was wasting my time. Didn't think there was anything better. Hell, I was kinda getting used to the rain. Thought I was born for bad weather. Then out of that neon blue, everything changed. In walked you, and I'd like to thank all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings, the misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to happen that I went here, led straight to your arms. Thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the wrong hearts. Fell apart. Turns out they were never written. Like we are in the midnight stars. Could never get as high as we're getting. Yeah, and it feels like heaven when you hold me this close. The way you look at me got me letting go of all the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings, the misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to happen that I went here, led straight to your arms. Thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the raise one, two. All the wrong hearts, all the wrong bars. I was sitting in just emptying them whiskey glasses. The swings, the misses, all the bad decisions that got me where they got me. Guess they had to happen that I went here, led straight to your arms. Thanking God for all the wrong turns and all the wrong.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Calls are growing for the release of files related to the federal investigation of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide before his sex trafficking trial.
The House Speaker is now the highest-ranking Republican in Washington to call for more answers about Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm for transparency.
Mike Johnson told podcast host Benny Johnson that the Attorney General needs to be more upfront about why she seemed to suggest in an interview that she had Epstein's client list on her desk. Pam Bondi's Justice Department and the FBI have since said there was no such list.
She needs to come forward and explain that to everybody.
Some Republicans now want imprisoned Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell to be called to testify before Congress. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide. A couple shot inside their home. One victim, reportedly a music supervisor for the American Idol series. Stocks ended mixed today due to economic data showing inflation ticked upward along with some tariff concerns. This is ABC News. Two destructive Arizona wildfires continue to grow in size. The biggest of the two, the White Sage Fire, burning in northern Arizona near the Dragon Bravo Fire, which burned down the historic Grand Canyon Lodge over the weekend. ABC's Faith Abube is in Arizona, where scorching temperatures are also hampering firefighting efforts.
Park officials are telling us they've closed the north rim of the Grand Canyon for the rest of the year. And so what they're hoping is that firefighters can get the upper hand on these fires so that they get to a point where they feel it's safe enough to allow visitors back so these businesses can come back and earn some money. The season usually runs between May and October, so we still have more than 3 months left of the season. They're hoping that they can at least come back for a few months before that season is over.
Four astronauts returning from their 20-day mission at the International